Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a lot of people are concerned about the way we're approaching the vaccine mandates and how we're going to approach healthcare, where if you choose not to get a COVID vaccine, are you going to be discriminated against? Is the hospital, is your doctor not going to see you? And we've already had doctors voluntarily say, you're not coming to my clinic, or don't come to this hospital. And that's been kind of drawing some concern with patients, and I could see why. But it just hasn't been that ubiquitous yet. Then the employee mandates came, and people are like, all right, well, I know this one group is firing, but they're all firing. And so as more people are jumping on board with the mandate, you know, and get a vaccine my way or the highway, we're starting to see how some of these rules are really affecting people in ways that we never thought they would. And we have a case right now going on, and I think it's University of Colorado Health System, UC Health, where there's a person with end-stage kidney disease, and she needs a kidney transplant. And it doesn't sound like she's asking for any of the other organs. She found a donor. She's unvaccinated. The donor is unvaccinated for COVID. And apparently the hospital has denied the operation to happen, allegedly. And they had told the transplant patient that if she doesn't get vaccinated in the next 30 days or start her vaccine regimen, she's off the transplant list. So we're now moving to, if you don't get the vaccine, in our realm, you could die. Now, I see both sides of everything, being devil's advocate. When somebody is going to get an organ, if somebody's going to undergo a transplant, there are going to be specifications. Like, for example, if you're going to get a new liver, you're not going to be able to drink alcohol. I mean, and you got to, because they don't want you to ruin that liver. In fact, I think maybe some of the rules might have changed, but when I was in school, anybody who was an alcoholic couldn't get a new liver, because they wanted to save those livers for people who weren't necessarily destroying their liver, even though we understand now that alcoholism is a disease. And it's not like, oh, yeah, I just want to get buzzed. So many times vaccinations are also required. They want to make sure that you don't get hepatitis or you don't get... So it's very common to want vaccines, you know, in terms of showing immunity. But COVID is very unique. COVID is unique in that we have back and forth studies showing that natural immunity might last longer than the vaccine. And so I'm not understanding why they won't allow these two people to show their immune status. If they are COVID antibody negative, I get that a vaccine is going to be urged and recommended, because when you get a transplant, you're going to be on immunosuppressive drugs. When you lose an organ, you're going to be vulnerable. So they want to make sure you don't die of COVID. I don't know if flu shots are also mandated, but you would think a flu shot would be mandated too, because we're coming into flu season. But that doesn't surprise me. The fact that somebody undergoing a transplant is going to, you know, be urged to do X, Y, and Z. But on the flip side, there are many people that are learning about natural immunity. They're seeing these studies, and they go, but I want that. And there's a lot of misinformation on the Internet. And, well, I don't really see it much more, because I think they gleaned it off, like the nanoparticles and the 5G and all that. But what's being labeled as misinformation that isn't and is evolving science is who is going to have more antibodies. And remember, the main goal is supposed to be having an immunity to COVID. We want people to have an immunity to COVID. In order to reach herd immunity, we need people to have long-lasting antibodies, which means in the science and public health sector, we are embracing natural immunity too. We're supposed to be. It doesn't sound like it, but you're supposed to be. So what we want is, and they're expecting us to eventually reach herd immunity if people have natural immunity too. I think we're learning that the vaccines won't do it because, sadly, the immunity wanes. You'll still have some. But we want to have as much immunity as possible, whether that means a combo of natural and COVID or, you know, a vaccine, or natural or vaccine is going to be debated because we don't want anybody getting COVID on purpose. But my concern is if they want, when we vaccinate for hepatitis, or let's actually say MMR and varicella, when you have that requirement for school, for college, that you have to have your vaccines, many times they also say, or your titers. And so people will come in saying, look, I lost my vaccination card. I know I got the shot. Can you run the blood test? I run the blood test and it says they have titers. They have immunity to varicella, to MMR. They would give that to the school. They'd give that to the job. All clear. Same thing with hepatitis. People having hepatitis titers. You don't remember when you got your shot. Rather than take a whole other shot from somebody else, let's check your blood and see if you have titers. So I do find it interesting that many of these mandates say, look, all right, you either get the shot or you have to do weekly tests. Why not get the shot or show us your blood work? Why not show, you know, and I know some of you are like, they need to butt out of all of our business. And I can understand that sort of emotion towards this. But, you know, we're talking about a woman about to die, you know, and she needs a kidney. And her chance of dying without that kidney is more than her dying of COVID. Now, mind you, she could still die of COVID and she's at higher risk. But if she has a donor and they're ready to go, and it's not like she's waiting on a list to take an organ from somebody else, even though I still don't like the idea of choosing somebody over another based on their personal choice or religious choice. That, you know, I'm wondering, why don't they just let them show if they have already the natural antibodies? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
I'm a walking in the rain.
This report is brought to you by Bristol Myers Squibb. Multiple myeloma is a rare type of blood cancer that develops in bone marrow and affects plasma cells. Nearly 35,000 Americans are expected to be diagnosed with the disease this year. African Americans account for 20% of multiple myeloma cases, despite comprising just 13.4% of the U.S. population. With early diagnosis and various classes of treatments available today, multiple myeloma patients are living longer than ever before. Marva Adams has been living with multiple myeloma for several years.
As an advocate for the multiple myeloma community, I'm always seeking the latest news to help myself and others make informed decisions, especially for African Americans, who are more than twice as likely to be diagnosed with the disease than white Americans. I encourage others living with multiple myeloma to speak to their doctor. Together, you can plan the treatment journey that's right for you.
It's important to talk to your doctor about screening, symptoms, and treatments. To learn more, visit myelomacentral.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I guess some of you are shy, so no worries if you don't want to come on. But we're going to answer the next question on how are mandates legal if a vaccine has the potential to kill. And I understand the frustration. I get it. You know, as I said, it's not just pro-vaccine, anti-vaccine, pro-mandate, anti-mandate. There are many people kind of along the spectrum going, look, I want the vaccine for me, but I don't think I want to force it on others. There's others saying, look, I just want for the good of the world. Let's just do whatever it takes. Even if people die, let's just save the world. And so, you know, I appreciate everybody's opinion going into this COVID fight. One of you asked, when is this going to end? I think what's going to happen eventually with COVID is it's not going to be, per se, the vaccine or the natural immunity or any of it. I think what's going to happen is COVID is going to kill itself. I think COVID, like the Delta variant, the Delta variant staved off a lot of the other variants because it was superior. There's going to be a superior strain. And that superior strain, if it's going on during the right time, is going to prevent a lot of the other strains from taking hold. Just like we saw the Alpha strain and some of the other strains prevent, and the wild type prevents flu. I think it's going to compete with other viruses, and then when it peters out, if none of the other viruses have had a chance to take hold and brew, it'll dissipate. I think that's going to be how this all ends. Mind you, for these viruses to not take hold, it might have to be because of a vaccine. It might have to be because of natural immunity. It might have to be because, you know, we told somebody sneezing and coughing on you to stay the hell away. But I really think the end of COVID is going to be that the virus just competes with itself, and the Delta or any of the other major variants knocks out the other ones, prevents the other ones from taking hold. So we have a woman who died in Washington of a vaccine-induced blood clot, a Johnson & Johnson. And we talked about thrombosis with TTP, where you make multiple clots, and when you make multiple clots, you end up losing your platelets and your clotting factors, and you could sadly, you know, bleed to death. It's a horrible way to die. It's horrible. And apparently the woman, this isn't the one that was talked about on Twitter. That was another woman, and she had died from a different, this is not the one. This is a different woman who has died of a platelet thrombotic disorder. This woman, the name has not been revealed by county or state officials. She was in her late 30s, a resident of King County. She received a vaccine on August 26th, died a week later on September 7th. I'll double check and make sure it's not the same one, because here, the other one, that name was all over the place. This one, they're not. Let me see if I can look that up, because that's, hold on a second, that is kind of interesting. I just want to make sure I'm giving you guys the facts, and it's, remember Twitter had shadow banned it, so nobody could talk about that particular case. She was 37, and I'm unable to pull up her obituary. I really apologize. So if I could figure it out, I will. Hold on a second, guys. I'm sorry. Oh, that's the one from Seattle, Washington. Okay, all right, same case. So they're not revealing the name, even though the name's already all over Twitter. And it was the first death in Washington State, according to Dr. Umar Shah, State Health Secretary. They said, "We send our deepest condolences to her family and loved ones. Losing a loved one at any time is a tragic and difficult pain that's become all too familiar in the last year and a half with this pandemic." So the State Department is going to work closely with county and health officials. One reason why this issue became headlines was because this was a story where somebody posted the obituary and Twitter said it was misleading. And there was some debate on, well, how do we know the woman died from a vaccine-related incident? Well, now we do have the state saying she did die from a COVID vaccine-related incident. So they're rare. These cases are rare, and I think I gave you guys the number that the CDC gave us. The CDC gave us the number of 47 of these cases of thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome, TTS. This would make 48. Maybe there's some others. Women younger than 50 years old are at higher risk, and they say to date, two cases have been confirmed in the Moderna vaccine. Now, we're talking a very, very low, 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 low rate. But this keeps being brought up, and I keep being asked, how does the government have the power to mandate if somebody worries that they're going to be that one in a million? And the Supreme Court ruling back in 05 or 06 of the 1900s, last century, had to do with the smallpox vaccine and getting fined. And the Supreme Court said, in the name of public health, the government could fine. That's why the mandates have this power. It's still a different case in a different setting because we don't know how many people died of the vaccine at the time. So when we have cases reported of X number of deaths from these vaccines, people are wondering how a vaccine mandate then can take hold. Well, the reason why is using, you know, precedents and public health, you know, protections in terms of policy, they're saying, look, more people are dying of COVID. then there's also the premise of if you aren't vaccinated, you're going to infect others. Well, remember, that's already been challenged with studies saying vaccinated people are also spreading it. So I'm not a lawyer, and current lawyers are saying, look, the mandates can hold because of the prior Supreme Court ruling and because, but when you have a young, healthy person who didn't want the vaccine, according to her obituary, gets the vaccine and dies, then yes, you're going to have some people say, look, I don't want that to be me. I'm pro-vaccine, but I'm not lucky. Now, people say, come on, really, you're really going to be the one in a million or the one in 30 million or the one in 300 million? Or the thing is we've already kind of told people that they might, their child could be the one in 300 million that could die of COVID. So we're already training all of us to know and be prepared that we could be the one in a million, that we could be the, you know, that if anything low risk can happen, it could happen to you. Remember that guy walked into a school board meeting in a bee suit and he goes, I'm wearing this because I have an 0.0001% chance of getting stung by a bee. So, I mean, you know, we know that we have a very low chance of dying if we get COVID. We have a high chance of getting COVID, but a low chance of dying of COVID. But you have some people out there that sadly die and have a much higher risk of dying of COVID. So when these mandates are happening, the reason why they've been able to go through in the legal system is nobody's tying you down. Nobody's forcing you to get the shot. That's what the judges say. They say this isn't the Nazi regime. This isn't the Weimar Republic. You are able to. This isn't a concentration camp, Dachau or Auschwitz. This is you, you know, being told that for that job you need to do this, and you saying, I quit. The problem is if you quit, you try to go to the next place, and you try to go to the next place. And so as we were talking about this woman who needs a new kidney, she is scared to death of anything going into her body because of her kidney status. She doesn't want to be the one in a million. She probably thinks she's at higher risk of a vaccine side effect. She's at higher risk for COVID technically, but I could see why she feels she's at higher risk for something to happen to her when her kidneys are that failing. So, I'm not an attorney. I mean, as I see it, I think attorneys do have a lot of wiggle room. You know, now that we know that vaccinated people can also spread it, now that we know that immunity is waning and that the mandates are not allowing people to show natural immunity, I think that would also change the legal landscape of it. If an employer goes, look, we just want to know that you have antibodies and are protected against COVID. And so that has to be shown by either antibodies or a prior infection, or the vaccine. Although, if anybody is COVID virgin by now, I'd be surprised. Especially if they're trying to get a job. Because somebody COVID virgin would be somebody who probably hermited up since the beginning of the pandemic and never left. And now that they're, you know, out there getting a job, they're around people. I mean, you go to the grocery store, you're being exposed to COVID. There was a study showing that with these masks, 70% of somebody's exhaling, you know, comes out of it. So, you know, I can't answer that question per se, you know, how mandates will still continue to hold if people can die of the vaccine. But those are some of the legal arguments that the lawyers are making. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CIA has called on its operatives around the world to step up their operational security after dozens of informants have been arrested, killed, or otherwise compromised in recent years. A memo was sent last week from top U.S. counterintelligence officials to every station worldwide. Some of the problems are poor tradecraft, underestimating the counterintelligence prowess of foreign agencies, and focusing on recruitment without paying proper attention to potential risks, the normally secret memo explained. Parents and politicians are slamming the Department of Justice decision to bring the FBI to investigate threats against school personnel. Parents are not happy with these teachers for forcefully pushing the one-sided critical race theory. Former Department of Justice spokesperson Ian Pryor on Fox News.
What is harassment? Is that, hey, I'm going to show up at a school board meeting and talk about what you're doing and hold you accountable? Is that harassment? Is that what Merrick Garland is going to go after?
USA Radio News. The numbers of the nation's nuclear warheads ready for deployment were announced recently. Chris Barnes from the New England USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
For the first time since 2018, the U.S. is revealing the size of the nation's nuclear stockpile, at least as of September of 2020. The National Nuclear Security Association says in a report that as of then, the nation had 3,750 warheads. The agency adding that number was nearly a 90% reduction in the stockpile's peak from over 31,000 in fiscal year 1967. When the feds last disclosed the number in the stockpile, the country had more than 3,800 in 2017. Reporting from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
So that's it, folks. The 2021 New York Yankees season is over after losing Tuesday to the Red Sox 6-2. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Close to 3 million adults are living with a very complex and chronic medical challenge called schizophrenia. And there's not a lot of, you know, discussions on it. And I think it's a lot more common than we think. I think it's actually very underdiagnosed. And many people have anywhere from mild to severe symptoms. So to talk to us a little bit more about this is Patrick, who is an adult living with schizophrenia and is participating in this very, very cool clinical trial. And lead investigator of this clinical trial, Dr. Gustavo Alva, medical director at ATP Clinical Research, is going to talk to us about some of the new things that are coming out. So, Dr. Alva, Patrick, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you for having us, Dr. Dahlia.
Wow, wow. So we're really grateful that, that there's so many advances. Dr. Alva, tell us a little bit about what you're working on.
Absolutely. As you know, schizophrenia is unfortunately misunderstood and insufficiently treated. It's a very difficult illness that is characterized by distortions in thinking, perceptions, emotion, language, the sense of self, and also behavior, and it can lead to severe disability. And we've known for a long time that antipsychotic medications are an essential component in treating the symptoms of schizophrenia. But the problem is that oftentimes individuals don't take their medicine the way they should. So we have this new exciting information about a brand new medicine that just got FDA approved that allows for two doses to be given once a year and control the symptoms associated with schizophrenia. It's called Invega Hafyera.
Wow. And you bring up a good point. Many of us just can't remember. I mean, how many of us with our birth control? We just don't remember to take our birth control, or life gets in the way, or you lose the pills. And so I love the idea that there are injectable forms of medication and that you guys have been able to formulate and get FDA approved this drug. That's fantastic.
Yeah, you betcha. We've known for a long time that long-acting injectable medicines can help delay relapse for adults that live with schizophrenia. Unfortunately, Dr. Dahlia, they're oftentimes underutilized. And like you said, it's human nature to forget to take one's medicine. And one nice thing is that with the long-acting injectable, people don't have to remember to take their medicine every day. There's lower discontinuation rates and sustained treatment over longer periods of time.
That's fantastic. I love it. It shows that, you know, that's kind of where we have to go with a lot of our thinking and our ways of treatment. You know, Patrick, you've had schizophrenia. You deal with this now. When did you first feel your symptoms?
Well, I started, I was diagnosed when I was in adolescence, but having schizophrenia has had a lot of ups and downs, kind of almost like an emotional roller coaster, you know. But the reason why I succeeded in getting my degree and maintaining a job with the help of staying on track with the treatment and a great support system. And I was actually one of the participants in the clinical trials for Invega Hafyera under the care of Dr. Alva.
And thank you for that. You know, it's to undergo a clinical trial, it's kind of scary because, you know, you're thinking, look, I need treatment, but I'm, you know, this is experimental. You know, did you have any concerns, or were you very optimistic and excited to be a part of something like this?
Well, I was kind of more excited because I'd been on the paliperidone palmitate, the treatment, and just in a different format, the Invega Sustenna, the 1 month. So switching to the 6 month Invega Hafyera, it was kind of exciting. Plus, being in the clinical trial, I knew that I would help a lot of people down the road when this medicine is actually FDA approved. And it was like coming from the beginning all the way to the end, you know.
And you say you've been able to get your degree. What are you studying?
I study math and economics.
Oh, man, we need that.
I have a job. Yeah.
Well, go ahead. Tell us about your job.
And I work now, I work as a process controller. So what that kind of entails is like, it's just that being treated on medication has allowed me to pursue things that I wouldn't have been able to pursue before. And new treatment options like this make it even easier for me to achieve.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's, you find it easy to go in twice a year to get this done?
Well, yeah, LAIs make it easier for me to remember to take my medication so I don't accidentally take one too many pills or don't take my pills on a particular day. But they also give you, like, more personal freedom, you know? For example, I was able to travel for a couple months without having to return to the doctor's office to get another injection. And all the while, my symptoms were still managed, so.
That's schizophrenia does seem to kind of inhibit a lot of the activities and travel and things that you could do. Can I ask what some of your symptoms were before treatment?
I had, like, cognitive impairment. One of the things I really remember is that I was really superstitious and believing in weird things like that. Like, for example, that numbers had hidden meanings and that symbols and letters had hidden meanings. Mm-hmm. I know, maybe Dr. Alva can tell you more about the symptoms.
Yeah, yes. Dr. Alva, talk to us about that, please.
Yeah, schizophrenia can be very challenging for individuals. Most common symptoms are that people see things, feel things that aren't necessarily there or have fixed false beliefs, like feeling like they're going to be hurt or there's persecution around them. And so that can make things very challenging. That's why treatment is so important. But remember, all medicines have benefits and risks. And finding the right medicine and supportive treatment is truly a foundation for ongoing recovery in adults that have been diagnosed with schizophrenia. That's why I partnered with Janssen with this endeavor. Up to this point, we had Invega Sustenna, which was a once-a-month formulation in a long-acting injectable form, and Invega Trinza, which people could graduate up to had they been on the once-a-month formulation for at least 4 months. They could then go on a three-month formulation. And the neat thing with the studies that have been done with Invega Sustenna and Trinza showed that these treatments were associated with reduced hospital readmissions, inpatient days, and inpatient health care expenditures. So, you know, taking part in this clinical trial process with Invega Hafyera was really exciting. But we also obviously had to make sure that we were looking out for our patients' best interests at heart. The great news is that this medicine has clearly shown that, it can help with delaying relapses in schizophrenia. And through it, then people can then take on other areas of their life. For example, Patrick is also a DJ in addition to having his day job. So it's kind of fun being able to see that people can be successful with the appropriate treatment.
So true. So true. And many people with schizophrenia, I think, are underappreciated in terms of their intelligence, in terms of their creativity. And so, it doesn't surprise me at all that Patrick has a musical background, a mathematical background. So power to you, Patrick. And like I said, this country needs more, you know, economists, people who know math and people who have a love of music. So I'm glad you're feeling better. And you're succeeding while taking this. Dr. Alva, Patrick, any advice for our listeners and how they could find out more information?
Sure. Patrick, do you want to start?
Well, I know schizophrenia is a lifelong challenging condition, so it's probably best to discuss your treatment options with your doctor and the people who care about you, like your family and friends, I would say. But Dr. Alva maybe knows more, too.
People can get way more information about Invega Hafyera through InvegaHafyera.com. There's a ton of information there. And as Patrick made mention, obviously, discussing options with one's doctor is the best way to go. But this is truly exciting information, truly transformational. Having a medicine that is only taken twice a year.
Loved ones, premium nutrition right now. Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This report is brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb. Multiple myeloma is a rare type of blood cancer that develops in bone marrow and affects plasma cells. Nearly 35,000 Americans are expected to be diagnosed with the disease this year. African Americans account for 20% of multiple myeloma cases, despite comprising just 13.4% of the U.S. population. With early diagnosis and various classes of treatments available today, multiple myeloma patients are living longer than ever before. Marva Adams has been living with multiple myeloma for several years.
As an advocate for the multiple myeloma community, I'm always seeking the latest news to help myself and others make informed decisions, especially for African Americans, who are more than twice as likely to be diagnosed with the disease than white Americans. I encourage others living with multiple myeloma to speak to their doctor. Together, you can plan the treatment journey that's right for you.
It's important to talk to your doctor about screening, symptoms, and treatment. To learn more, visit myelomacentral.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're being told that multiple people have been shot at a Texas high school as a student shooter had gone on a rampage after a fight. I believe they are currently finding it's an 18-year-old child who has escaped in a Dodge Charger. Texas authorities have now launched a manhunt for this armed teen. He opened fire inside a high school in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex on Wednesday morning, wounding four people. prompting terrified students to stack chairs and desks against doors in a barricade. And police are searching for Timothy George Simpkins, 18 years old, the alleged gunman at Timberview High School, Arlington. He is believed to be African-American, fled in a 2018 silver Dodge Charger with license plate number PFY6260. Authorities warn that he is considered armed and dangerous. I don't have any other descriptive factors like height, weight, anything like that, but they believe he's 18 years old. Investigators said that a fight ensued in a classroom, prompting the suspect to open fire. Three of the victims were students. One was an older person, possibly a teacher. Three of the victims were rushed to the hospital, while the fourth suffered minor injuries and declined medical care. The extent of their injuries is not known as of 20 minutes ago. FBI and ATF agents from the Dallas field office have been at the scene. The criminal investigation is being led by the Arlington Police Department. Timberview serves about 1,900 students in 9th through 12th grades. And it's just a frightening scene when you see, kids, cover up a door with books and file cabinets and desks and just to protect themselves. And it's, I've talked to you guys about shelter in place. Many schools now, I mean, when I went to school, we had to have earthquake warnings. You know, in California, we had to have earthquake drills, what to do if it's an earthquake and to get under the desk. You know, now kids have to have shooting warnings, or what happens if somebody comes to school and shoots, which sadly can be something that affects most of the country. And so any place, anywhere in the country. And so with shelter in place, you know, if you can't get out of there and you can't get to safety, you want to deter somebody from coming into your room. So you barricade the door, you shut the light, and when an active shooter is looking for victims, if they see an empty classroom, they might not waste time. They're very impulsive. They want to get as many people as they can before they get caught. So they're going to go for easier targets, for people that they see. Same thing with the barricaded door. You know, I know we see in the movies where, all right, you know, you could try and hide somewhere and the Velociraptor, you know, in Jurassic Park is going to find you. But, you know, if you couldn't escape and you have to choose shelter in place, then, you know, and if it's one shooter, you have a very good chance of surviving putting yourself in this barricade, you know, being able to put a barrier between you and the shooter, of course, and be ready to fight if you have to fight, if they break through. But lay low, because a shooter, if they are trying to get through a barricade, will probably in anger maybe shoot at the door. But then after a second or two, they might move on to find another room. And I know some of us are thinking, but I don't want them going down the hall and shooting our friends. Well, hopefully they're doing the same thing where they're barricading also, or they will have left. You know, your job is to stay alive. You are no good to anybody if you aren't alive. And so you can help more people being alive. So save yourself. Don't ever try to think, look, I'm going to, you know, have them shoot me so they don't shoot anybody else. It takes, you know, a millisecond to shoot somebody and have them move on. So, you know, your job is to, barricade, stay alive, keep people around you alive, and then hopefully the active shooter jumps in the car and leaves. So according to Mansfield Independent School District, they said Mansfield ISD Police, Arlington Police, and other neighboring law enforcement agencies are investigating an active shooter situation at Timberview High School. The school is currently on lockdown. Students and staff are locked in their classrooms and offices. No visitors are being permitted at this time. This is still an active investigation, so further details are not available at this time. The district will send an update when more information is available. One woman posted a video clip on social media from her daughter, purported to be a student at the school, and the clip shows students rushing out of their seats after hearing loud bangs. It sounds like the lockdown has been lifted and all clear has been given. The building has been secured, and we'll keep you guys posted. But like I said, the shooter is now out there considered armed and dangerous. And again, you know, 18-year-old, you look at a kid, he's a baby. You see these 18-year-olds, I think he's wearing, I don't know if he's wearing braces or a grill, but he just looks like a young boy. And what would prompt anybody to shoot somebody else? I just don't understand. And, it, you know, and sadly, we're hearing of a school shooting now every 2 days. I'm really struggling with how we're focusing on all sorts of things like, well, we have to force the mask, we have to force this, we have to force vaccine, we have to, you know, we have some bigger problems. And I know people will say, well, Dahlia, less people, you know, are being shot at than getting COVID. I'm sorry, an active, as a mom, there being an active shooter on campus scares me a hell of a lot more than COVID, because I know COVID's on campus. COVID's on campus. Vaccinated people, unvaccinated people are carrying COVID. These kids that haven't been vaccinated because it's not FDA approved yet are spreading COVID. COVID's on campus, people. If you don't want to get COVID, then avoid school. But if you've been exposed to COVID, that's why it'd be nice to get some blood tests and see who has, you know, already been exposed. Maybe everybody could relax a little bit. But, you know, if you don't want to get COVID, don't go to school. If you don't want to get the flu, if you don't want to get a cold, if you don't want to get bullied, you don't go to school. Or you go to school and you deal with the bullies. Or you deal with the COVID. There should be no, there's no way we could control viruses on campus. There's no way we could control that. But we can control active shooters. We can have metal detectors. We can increase security. You know how many parents want to help guard the school and be there on campus? I'm fine with it. I know the federal government thinks that parents are domestic terrorists, but, you know, if a parent wants to protect their kid because they don't think there's enough protection for their kid to go to school, as long as the, you know, the parent has a background check, I'm fine with it. I would want to stand in front of my kid's classroom and protect it. Hell yeah, I'm armed. You know, sadly, it sounded like it was within the classroom. There was a fight within the classroom and somebody decided to pull out a gun. I don't understand why that's not, you know, it just, an argument happens and within a second the gun comes out. See, maybe that is a problem. Maybe kids just don't learn how to fight these days. You know, when I didn't like somebody in school and they were bullying me, I wanted to make their lives miserable. I didn't want them dead. I wanted to make their lives miserable. And, you know, it was a feeling of revenge when I finally got, you know, a class to turn around and laugh at this kid who had been bullying me for years. To me, that was fantastic. I didn't need to see him dead. But for a lot of other people, they probably just think the only answer is to shoot them. Now, mind you, if they feel their lives are at risk, I mean, if the other person has a gun and they're like, look, you know, I need to shoot before I get shot, maybe that could be the thinking. But sadly, this is something that I would like to see a little bit more attention on these school boards than the masks. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.